B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session, guys. We have Jordan on the phone with us. J-O-R-D-Y-N.
Oh.
Next level, huh?
Next level, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling Morning Court. A lot of our Morning Courts are usually relationship issues or, family issues, but yours is an at-work issue, so we're eager to see if we can help out because those are touchy ones. So what's going on?
Well, I work for a family company, and it's run by the patriarch. He's like 60. He's in his 60s, but he's very old school.
Okay.
He's very, good old boy, works really hard. He's a bit of a hothead.
Okay.
But we get along really well. I work a lot with him because I work in the administration. So we're always working together. And
I'm not going to ask you what line of business because obviously you want to keep this on the hush-hush.
Right.
So we'll assume you're an admin and he's the owner.
Yep. Okay.
Absolutely. So here's the problem. He treats me like a little girl. Huh. Like, literally, whenever I'm giving him forms or what have you, he's like, oh, pats me on the head and tells me, good job, or you got this, kid.
Does he give you treats? I mean, seriously? He pats you on the head?
That's a little weird, yeah.
Okay.
That might have made it a little bit easier, but
right.
No. So, I joke back with him because, it's fun. And I'm like, haha, thanks, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Passive.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Getting the point across,
we were
though.
Okay. But now it's become like a bit.
Oh.
Like, there are people around the office that wait for it.
Oh, my God. It's getting old for you, though, right?
Yes. It's really, now it's starting to bother me. But at first it was cute and it was whatever, and now it's become the joke of the office. I've become the joke of the office.
That's not good. And full disclosure, Jordan, you said in your email you're in your 30s, so you're way past this at this point for sure. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I would expect a little bit more respect.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's not happening. And I don't know how to talk to him about it because, like I said, he's a really big hothead.
Yeah.
And I've seen him blow up on people and just fire them. And it's intense.
Why, is there an HR? I mean, well, I guess there probably wouldn't be. No, there's no HR, right?
I'm kind of the HR.
Okay, you're HR.
All right, it's small company.
Wow.
And I have no advice for myself.
No. Well, once you take yourself to lunch. Okay. Yeah, so really, that would be what we would do here, right? I mean, as we could just go to HR if we're uncomfortable.
LBF does it all the time for you, Bob.
Yeah, all the time. I know exactly what to do.
Okay. Good to know.
But when it's a mom and pop and it's small, it makes it harder.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how to go about speaking with him about it.
Do you like this job a lot? I'm just asking. I mean, is this somewhere you want to be? I mean, other than
I appreciate this job. And I appreciate how, they've been a great company through everything going on.
So it's not all bad. This is the thing. Okay, I got it. Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get fired. She wants to keep her job, but she doesn't want to be treated like a poodle.
Exactly.
Without treats.
Right.
I mean, at least throw me a bone.
No treats.
No treats. Jordan, thank you for calling. It's one of those situations where you definitely need to get an answer and soon because I'm sure, like you said, it's gotten old fast. But the good news is we have smart listeners. Maybe they've dealt with something similar to this. So can you stay tuned the next hour?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
I'm down to hear anybody's take on it.
Okay. 888-410-1057. Put yourself in Jordan's shoes.
Okay.
And what would you do? What should she say, if anything, to the boss? Hey, Jordan, thanks for calling, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
I think you'll get some good answers the next hour. Stay tuned. Thank you. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Toto. Hold the line. You can call the line, 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. We talked with Jordan today. She's got a boss who he must be old school. Pats her on the head. Hey, good job. And it's kind of demeaning. She likes the job, but is kind of over his style.
Yeah.
His work style. And she's not sure what to do about it. There's no HR. It's a family
HR,
run.
Right?
She is HR. So And she's in her 30s, so maybe it's about time we, I don't know, face it, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
She's not that young. Evie's on the phone. Evie, what do you say? All right, Evie?
I've been in kind of a similar situation because I was at a, like, family-run daycare, and the boss was kind of treating me like a kid. Granted, I was 19 at the time, but it was making me uncomfortable. And rather than talk to the boss, I mentioned something to some of his nieces who were working there, and they, whenever they heard him talking down to me, were like, hey, come on, she's an adult. So they kind of like indirectly stopped it for me without me having to speak up.
Uh-huh.
So I think that maybe if she talked to some of the other employees, they might be able to help her out.
Mm. Well, the thing is, she's 30-something, don't you think, at this point? Because you were only 19. You know, Evie? But, man, 30-something.
If she has some coworkers that are of the same age, that might help her out.
There's safety in numbers.
That's true.
Right.
Like a united front.
Yes.
They all
like a
go
Norma
together.
Ray situation, which she has no idea what I'm talking about.
No. You know, Evie doesn't know what that means. Well, what are you doing these days, Evie? What are you doing these days?
Right now, I'm an elementary school teacher.
Oh, you are? Oh, nice.
Well, what school system?
I don't want to say.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well,
anyway, well, congrats. Hope you have a great season.
Yeah, have a safe semester.
Year. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Evie.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so thanks, Evie. This
I see what she means.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah.
Ruth, we lost. Yeah. Ruth, you were just telling us before that you work for a boss who is always demanding where the coffee was.
Yeah.
All right.
And that I was a nervous wreck, but I went in and sat down with her because, you know, everyone's like, she's a real tyrant. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I said, I love this job. I really like working with you and Mike. I said, you know, the only thing I'm having a problem with is if I'm going to get coffee for myself, I'm happy to get you some. But I said, I'm having problems with the expectation that I'm going to get coffee for you every morning. And she said, oh, I thought she was going to say, well, too bad.
Ooh.
But she was amazing. Mm. She said, okay, I understand where you're coming from. And I appreciate your willingness to come and talk to me about it. And then from now on.
And you're fired.
Oh, she did that the next day.
Hey, but I'll, thanks, Ruth. All's well that ends well. See, that's why we're saying I think Jordan just needs to, I don't want to say man up, but you know.
That's the only reason I'd be a
woman
boss,
up.
Though. What? Can you get me some coffee?
Yeah, right. Wild.
I mean, because that's the only perk.
All right. I get it? Yeah, coffee perk. Dominic, what do you say to Jordan today?
What I think you should do is go to the boss and tell him that there's a problem between two employees. It's an HR thing, and she'd like to have his input on it. And tell him the whole story in a very non-confrontational manner, and then at the end tell them who the employees are.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Rope them in.
Right.
Hey, we have a problem with two employees here.
Oh.
One is always talking down to Dominic. That's like we're playing checkers. You're up there playing chess, man. That's pretty good. I like it. How about that?
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. I like it.
So there's two employees. One's a really nice, hard worker. The other one's kind of a jerk. Yeah. Do you want to know who? No. That's not how it goes, Dominic? Yeah, no, probably not.
Work on the story.
Yeah, okay, I'll work on it. What's got bad habits? All right, it is 7:52. If you want to give us a call, you can. Jordan's listening, 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:24. We talked with Jordan about 50 minutes ago. She's got a work situation where it's like LBF likes to call it the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Right? Her boss pats her head, says she's doing a good job. You got this, kid. And she actually joked back and said, yeah, thanks, Dad. Anyway, now it's something that's gotten a little OLD, okay? So see if we can help out Jordan. What do you do if you work for an old school boss who is not woke?
Do you...
Huh?
Well, I think it's you've got a boss who's inappropriate.
Okay, well, there's that too. Okay, so I've worked for so many different bosses, but anyway, this one treats her like a kid. She's getting over it. So, what should she do? And Brian, is Jordan on standby?
She is.
She's on standby, so we'll see what she says after advice from you at 888-410-1057. Here's Steve first. What do you say, Steve?
What I'm going to say is that it's a business, and it's about money. So she has to talk to him and say that when he talks to her that way, she doesn't feel like she's part of the team.
Yeah.
She's just not part of it. And he'll feel, as if it's his business, I'm not sure, he's going to want it to work smooth. And
yeah.
That's a good point.
Right. She's got to talk to him.
I think she's got to talk to him, too. It's hard to do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's a little scared of him because of his hothead, but I think that's a good way to put it.
I think she says,
I don't feel part of the team.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And if she's scared of him, why would you work there?
Right, if he's that bad.
I'm scared of some people I work with.
Steve, good point, so I like it.
Just a little bit.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, bye. ROR, good morning. Nina.
Morning.
Hi, Nina. Yes. Any advice you have for Jordan today?
I would tell Jordan to approach him and just tell him that she appreciates that they have this kind of relationship where they can be silly, but however, she wants the rest of the office to see her in a position that, you know, of her age and be able to give her some respect. And even though she loves their little back and forth, sometimes it can be too much. And it takes away some authority from her.
I like it, Nina. And the thing that I'm struck with is that some people are not willing to be confrontational. Or I mean, you don't have to be confrontational about it, but at least address
it.
Up front. Why are people so afraid?
Yeah, and you can be up front by starting with a compliment, which is, I'm so glad we have this back and forth and we're comfortable, you know, and you see me kind of like a daughter role. However, I do need to be of somewhat of an authority figure in the office. And as much as I appreciate our little back and forth, sometimes it's just too much.
Nina's perfect.
She's a thought leader, this one.
Nina's good.
I like it
You're
a lot.
You're good. Nina, that's great. I mean, what more could we ask her to do?
No, it's mature. Yeah.
Yeah.
And start off with a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Easily direct in the best way.
Yeah. Good stuff, Nina. You're going to go places. I don't know where you are now, but you're going places.
She's probably in the car, really.
Yeah, probably.
Places.
Yeah. We're going
I
places.
Am. That's a really good guess.
Thanks, Nina. You take care.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Well, Jordan, thanks for calling us back. You had a lot of calls today for your situation. People were, some upset, to say the least, and certainly offered any advice.
It's super helpful.
Was it? Okay. So what do you think you're going to do, if anything?
I think I'm going to invite him out for some lunch. We'll go to one of his favorite restaurants, share a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be very calm, but very straight shooter with him. You know, I respect him. I love working at the company, but I really need this to not happen.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Straightforward.
He's going to get
a beer.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Cash.
I like it. I think you're going to do it. I would do the same thing. And I bet you it stops. There's no way. If it doesn't stop, then, you know, you got to.
Right.
Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Well, we will, Jordan. Well, good luck with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Another successful, we hope, conclusion of Morning Court.
For the Solution Center.
That's where we are. Thank you, Jordan. Enjoy lunch whenever that happens, okay?
Bye, guys.
Why not today? Get chicken and waffles. Ooh. It's chicken and waffle day.
It should be.
Or it's actually waffle
day. Just waffle.
Day.
Add some chicken.
There you go. That'll make them happy.
Yeah.
Fat and happy.
Fat? Maybe he's he metabolizes things quickly.
Okay.
Maybe. Eat them. Just do it.
There it is.
Don't be afraid, Bob, or anyone else.
I'm not afraid. As long as they don't have the calorie count next to them. Okay. That's Morning Court. Thank you, Jordan. Good luck. And coming up, we have some dirty laundry to do, LBF.
Yeah. We're going to talk about engagement ring etiquette and why Ben Affleck has ticked me off for the last time.
You don't like his style.
Maybe
you don't think it's appropriate to take your kid ring shopping?
I don't think you take your kid engagement ring shopping to get engaged to the woman that used to be your girlfriend before you got married to the kid's mother.
And, okay.
I know you need a map, but that's Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need waves, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.